Hello.
Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Alexis. Are you expecting an installment tomorrow from Home Depot or Best Buy?
Hi, Alexis. I talked to you yesterday about the fact that I was supposed to get my dishwasher installed Saturday, and it was the second time that they had to cancel due to weather. And so you set me up for tomorrow, and now I've got and I even called to confirm it yesterday. And you said it's on the schedule, but you couldn't tell me a time. And so today I got an email that said I had to contact this place, which is probably your business, to set up a schedule, a new appointment to have it delivered. So I'm really confused, and I'm so glad I got you because you helped me so much yesterday and telling me tomorrow they're coming, finally. Am I right?
So you're okay, and for tomorrow, okay, for tomorrow, give
It's
me
Larson.
what's your zip code in the area?
80120.
Give me just a moment.
Maybe it was Saturday I called you. I'm confusing. I called because I got a notice on Saturday when they were supposed to. Yeah, they were supposed to come Saturday. And they didn't, they didn't send us an email, but they said they'd be coming. They were rescheduling for the 15th, the 6th, the 15th. And so then I called you because I didn't get the email confirmation. And you said that the fact I called you was the confirmation enough. And that I would get some notice today about the time frame people would be coming. And now I've got this crazy email that I don't know how to respond to. So please help me through this.
Okay, what's the name of the account?
Letitia Larson, Larsen.
At 1804 Cape Cod Way.
1804 West Cape Cod Way.
Okay, so you did spoke with me on the other day. So yes, ma'am, your delivery is tomorrow from the time frame 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and they'll give you a call 30 minutes prior before arriving.
Okay, between 8 and 12?
Yes, ma'am. No, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Oh, so a 2-hour frame there.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's getting. Oh, my husband wants to talk to you. Here he is.
Okay.
So, Alexis is, I'm sorry, is
Yes, that's
Alexis.
my name. Yes, sir.
So do we just ignore the email we got about scheduling it? I mean, it sounded like the email we got said it wasn't scheduled at all and that we were supposed to, schedule it online. Do we just ignore that? This will be the third time, and I know the first time your company contracts with Best Buy to deliver, as I recall, and I remember talking to your company, but then I think Best Buy also called me, and so I'm wondering if where the confusion is here, is it with Best Buy or is it with the people that are delivering the thing? I don't know who we got the email from. It says Best Buy Geek Squad.
Okay, so that's from Best Buy, but you don't need to actually set up a actual appointment for tomorrow because I actually got her schedule already the other day on the 12th when she called in, and she's now
Okay.
on the schedule for.
10 to 12.
Okay, give me just a minute. Okay, so you don't have the appliances with you?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
You don't? Yeah, y'all don't have the appliances, do you?
No. They need to deliver the appliance
Okay, so
to.
your delivery is canceled for tomorrow. I don't have anything to do with the delivery. So do you want me to go ahead and cancel the installment?
Oh, wow.
Because
Wow.
the delivery, that's why Best Buy sent you that email to schedule a delivery, because you're not scheduled for your delivery tomorrow. You're only scheduled for your installment, and you don't have the appliance with you, so there's nothing for them to install.
We don't have the appliance.
Yeah, so this is the installment line. Best Buy sent you that email to get you scheduled for your actual appliance, not your install.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Do you want me to go ahead and cancel the appointment on the phone with you, or speak with Best Buy first?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what to do. I was under the impression the people that delivered it would also install it.
So, yes, sir. So, I actually don't know what actually happened to the delivery.
Yeah, well, we never got it.
So, yes, sir, that's canceled. That's why Best Buy sent you an email stating to schedule the delivery. I don't deliver it unless it's on the order, but the actual appliance is canceled. So you have to reach out to Best Buy and see why the actual delivery was canceled.
We thought it was canceled because of the snowstorm. And that's, you know, this was the number I think my wife got a call from when it was canceled because of the storm. And so we thought they were together. We thought the delivery and the installment were the same. So we haven't gotten the actual appliance.
So, yes, sir, I understand. You actually don't have the appliances. I'm giving you the call to confirm your appointment, your installment tomorrow. But you'll actually have to reach out to Best Buy to see if they can actually get someone to bring your actual appliance out tomorrow so you can be installed tomorrow. Because if they show up tomorrow, there's nothing they can install. So do you want to try reaching out to Best Buy first before we try to get this installment canceled?
Oh, I'm not sure what to do.
Because if you speak with Best Buy and they actually have something on for tomorrow, then your installment can stay as is. See if they can get someone to come out tomorrow or get your actual appliance picked up.
So would you suggest that I reach out to Best Buy and see and then call this number back?
Yes, to see if they can actually get your appliance sent out, because you actually just need your appliance.
Yeah.
So they can get someone to bring the appliance out tomorrow, then you'll be all set for your actual installs, because your installment isn't until 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, well, that's going to be tough. Okay, well, let me see. We'll call back once we know, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for speaking with me at XPO. You enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, you know, there's something that